Welcome back to the Nikki T Show. I am your host, Nikki T, and I am so excited that you are here today. We're going to continue to talk about environment and how you can set a good foundation to create healthy habits. Let's look at the food pyramid. Just like a food pyramid, let's think of your body transformation as a body pyramid. All the stuff at the top of the pyramid is all that expert stuff. Adjusting your micro and macronutrients, advanced nutrition strategies like pills and powders and all that great stuff. But let's leave that at the top. You might not ever get to that, but if you do, it's always nice to know. But today we're going to talk about the base of that foundation, the bottom half of the pyramid, which is the social environment and your culture, your kitchen, your grocery habits, your day-to-day routine, who you surround yourself with. Those are all the base of your pyramid. That's the most important part. If you can control all those things at the bottom, then you can control what your body looks like, what your mind is feeling and thinking, and your overall health. So I want to give you two rules to follow. The first rule is make healthy behaviors convenient. The second rule, make unhealthy behaviors less convenient. Those two rules, you stick by just those two rules, you'll start to form a different, whole different life. So with that being said, let's go over some suggestions. The first one, use smaller plates and cups. That's all. Use smaller plates and cups, people. Most people eat everything on their plates. Use a smaller plate and you end up eating less, naturally. That makes sense, right? It's hard because we're so used to using those big plates and overeating, supersizing, which, you know, everywhere we go today is nothing but supersize. So just use those smaller plates. And when you go out to eat, order smalls, all smalls, because today's smalls are really large. But order a small anytime you go anywhere. Next, if there's a food that you know that you love, that you know that is not good for you, that you continue to buy at the store, let's avoid keeping those foods around in the house. Why tempt yourself with those foods? Leave the temptation outside. Don't have any temptation in your home. Let it go, people. And let's make those foods less convenient. All right, next, have fresh, healthy, whole foods prepared and in plain sight. Veggies and fruits on your kitchen table? Yes, that's a must. Do that all the time. Those are the ones that you're going to go to because they're right there. They're convenient. Let's just pop in an apple and eat that. It's right there on your kitchen table. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm hungry. What can I get? Make all those foods very convenient. Next, when you're going somewhere, try to park your car furthest away from where you're going to be so that you have to walk in. Those extra steps, they actually add up. They can be your workout for the day, and you get to reap the benefits from them. Next, if you have a bike, keep it handy. Keep it available. Don't stuff it in your garage in a corner somewhere. Keep it out front. Keep it by the front door. And if you can, instead of driving, consider biking. Then you get a little bit of extra exercise. If you have a dog or your neighbor has a dog, a good friend that you know has a dog, walk that dog. Walk them on a regular basis so that you have a routine. You start forming a routine, another form of exercise. Not everybody likes to go to the gym, but you can get your exercise daily by doing little things like walking your dog. Because you know if you don't walk your dog, they're going to chew up the couch in punishment of you not walking them on a daily basis. So it's just better to walk your dog. The last suggestion I have for you today is sign up for a farm fresh box that's delivered to your home on a either daily basis or a weekly basis, bi-weekly, bi-monthly, whatever you decide. Those fresh boxes have healthy produce in them that you can have at your home delivered to you. That way there's no excuse. Everything is fresh, is delivered, and usually it's organic. And you can start to make meals from those fresh produces that are delivered on a daily basis. Well, that is today's segment, short and sweet. And I hope that you were able to get a lot of information and get a lot of benefits from what I said today. So until next time, keep those healthy habits handy and go over those two rules that I told you. The first rule, make healthy behavior convenient. The second rule, make unhealthy behavior less convenient. I know you got this. All right, I'm Nikki T. Have a great day today, and I will talk to you on the next episode.